Before we get into this episode, for those of you who are local to Buffalo, New York, or are willing to travel, I am so excited to invite you to my very first live experience, and I'm joining forces with Kelly Joseph to bring you something epic, game-changing, all the things. This is for you if you know that you are here on purpose and have some unique magic to share with the world. You're here to create change. You're a leader. You go against the norm, and you refuse to give up. For the impact-driven entrepreneur who knows that it's more than the how-to that leads to success. Join Kelly Joseph and I for this one-of-a-kind live experience and let us help you see and feel how business gets to be inspiring, impactful, authentic, and extraordinary. Check out the show notes for more information and to grab your ticket. Welcome to Own It, the podcast. You're a woman who knows she's here to do big things, you desire to have it all, and you know you can. I'm your host, Tatiana Amico, and I'm here to help you make the real impact you know you're here to make while being in your limitless potential and living a life that blows your mind. Now, get ready to own it. So I was doing some shopping last month for a new ride, and the dealership did not have any of this particular vehicle in their lot. And I'm like, I got to see this thing before I make a decision. It's very different to see something in a picture online versus seeing it right there in front of my face with my two eyeballs. And I was driving with my husband and I was saying, I want to see this car and I want you to see it too, right? And I'm like, you know what, babe? I'm going to see it. I'm deciding. I'm going to see it. Watch. I'm going to see it as we're driving today. I swear, within minutes, I look to my right. I'm like, hey, there it is. Like, boom. It shows up for me to see it. I asked for it. It was there. I saw it. Now, here's the thing. I had not seen one of these cars. Like, I don't remember seeing them at all. I don't think I ever had really seen one, maybe in like months and months and months ago, but I had not been seeing any of them. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm going to see this car. I'm going to see it. Note, though, I was also unattached to seeing it. Like, it was no big deal if we didn't happen to see one in that moment, in that time, on that drive. I knew that I would see one at some point. So it was like, I know I'm going to see this thing. Yeah, I'm calling in to see it right now. But if I don't see it right now, it's all good. I know that I'm going to see it, right? Side note, I am getting a sexy-ass new ride, which is not that one. But I needed to see it in order to make my decision. So have you ever heard what we focus on grows? What you focus on grows. I'm going to take this to another level right now, though. I want you to think of, what is it that you're seeing now, right? Like, what is your truth right now? And is that helping you get to where you desire to go? Who you desire to be? Have what you desire to have? And if not, what do you want to see? What must you see? What is the truth that you want to see? So just some examples. If you have this belief that you're not enough, you're going to see evidence pointing to that everywhere you look. So like with that car, I was like, I'm going to see this car. And then all of a sudden I start seeing the car everywhere. But I hadn't seen it before. So if you're thinking you're not enough, you're going to see evidence of it everywhere. Your brain is literally, let's show her that she's right. Yeah, because this is keeping her really freaking safe. I like it when she's safe. I don't like it when she starts to do some crazy ass shit that helps her do all this other crazy ass shit. Because I'm afraid it's going to hurt her and I don't want her to feel hurt. So if you're seeing it, I mean, if you're believing you're not enough, you're going to see it everywhere. And the thing is then It's funny, right? Because our brain's like, let me keep her safe. But it actually is making us hurt even worse, right? Because then you might start needing to do more and more and more. It's never enough. Having to be busy all the frickin' time. Or it could be seeing other people doing what you want to do. And then you're like, I can't do it now because they do it so much better than me. And they have this and this and this and this. And I'm not. So instead of seeing all the evidence of your awesomeness, could be seeing all the evidence of the not enoughness. So we want to be looking for the evidence of your awesomeness and how much you have done and how much you do, right? If you're believing no one will pay you, no one will pay me, no one is going to join my things, I don't have any clients, I will never have any clients, it's all going to shit. I'm being really dramatic here, but I feel like our brain can actually go there. Let me know. If you're nodding right now, like, let me know in the socials. If you feel me on any of these. So if it's like, no one's going to pay me, no one's going to join my things, it's going to be this like frantic-y energy. You're going to show up very, very differently, if at all. Because if the belief is no one's going to pay me, then it's like, well, what's the point? Then I'm not even going to show up. I'm not going to sell my things. I'm not going to live my purpose. Blah, blah, blah. More pain, right? But it could also be in how you show up. Not showing up fully, like not fully owning what it is that you do and your prices. Maybe it'll be shrinking back in your message or dipping back in your pricing or who you're speaking to. Versus like, no, I know that my aligned people love to pay me. They love to pay me. I'm amazing at what I do. And then you show up differently. And you just know, like, you know that no matter what, your people are going to. So even if someone says no, you're like, not my person, at least not right now. Maybe they will. And you start to attract your people that love to pay you. Woman, I have something epic happening the week of January 17th, and this is your invite to join us. I want you to honor your desires and your true purpose. I want you to get your more. It's time for the rise of impact-making women to lead, go after what they want, show what's possible, and become wealthy AF, living their purpose all from a place of ultimate desire. You feel me? Claim your spot to my brand new free experience, Desire Codes, at TatianaAmico.com, and I'll see you soon for an expansive experience and up levels. You'll be stepping into the woman who has all she desires effortlessly, makes big impact, and lives an extraordinary life. Go to TatianaAmico.com to grab your spot. So if you have this belief of not a good marketer, not good at biz, not good at what you do, again, what do you think that you'll see with those kinds of beliefs? And or when you're seeking help, what will the energy be of seeking help? Oh my gosh, I need the next shiny thing. I need the next new strategy. I need the next new thing. Or if you show up and you're doing a post, oh, I'm just not a good marketer. No one's going to get this. I'm just not doing it right. I must be doing something wrong. Where is that leading to, right? So it could be this like needy scarcity and fear versus this desire, which I'm all about the desire, which is a way better state to be in. I'm going to give you an example that came up for me today, and I haven't thought about this in a really, really, really long time. But when I had first started my network marketing business, it was awesome. Like I swear it was effortless. It was effortless. Like people were just signing up with me to buy my products. They were signing up for my team. Like I grew very, very quickly, very fast. And I do want to preface this with saying that I'm not some magical unicorn that just showed up one day and like did a post and everyone and their mother signed up with me. That's not it. I had been showing up for a couple years in my message, just sharing my journey and my message before I knew anything. I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea where I was going to go with that, but I was following an impulse in me, a desire in me to show up and share these things. And I did. So then when I started the business, it was obviously people knew what I was doing. They knew what I was for. They trusted me because I was consistent and I was passionate in my message that they joined, right? And they shared with other people and other people joined. It was very, very cool. It was very, very effortless. And then I got in my head. And then I started seeing what other people were saying. And it was like, oh, these objections that are going to come up and people are saying this and they're going to think that it's a pyramid scheme and they're not going to want to buy the product and it's going to be too much money and all this other shit. Like things that I didn't even think about. But now all of a sudden this was all in my head. And this was before I knew any of this work. And all I can think is, damn, I wish I would have known this back in the day, right? But anyway, it got into my head that people thought these things. Now, I was on this, you know, social media like all the time and I never saw any of this. And now all of a sudden, it was like everybody thought that it was a scheme. Everybody was talking about network marketing like it's this horrible thing, right? And it just everywhere, every day. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? But then my energy went into convincing and proving. Well, I better show up and share why this isn't versus like just showing up powerfully in my message and how awesome everything was and how amazing I felt and how my life was changing and all of that. Instead, it was like this proving and convincing. The energy was just really, really, really different. And I'll say this, like I was probably turning away a lot of people because like why the hell would you want to join if you're going to have to show up like this? You know what I'm saying? Instead of speaking to my people, owning what I was doing, owning my message, like knowing I was good, knowing that my people would join no matter what and invest in it no matter what, right? It was just very interesting thinking about that. So the work that I do with my clients is that on a whole other level. Like they begin to say things like, wow, things are clicking. Like I see it now. I'm seeing it all over the place now. Opportunities begin showing up for them like crazy. And I'm all about the opportunities because they're all right there for us. But we just build up these blocks, right? New customers showing up. Again, they're all around us. Money is all around us. It wants to come in. We got to bring down those energetic blocks. They're feeling at ease and at peace and flow and excitement. And I just want to say this again, there is action involved. We take action, big action, but it's from a place of desire and the new beliefs that they have created and that evidence that they are seeing. So begin to notice what you are seeing and how it makes you feel. How does it make you feel in your body when you're seeing certain things? What beliefs is it hitting? Is it in alignment with what you desire and how you desire to feel? If not, go back. What do you want? How do you want to feel? Can you get excited about the possibility of seeing all of the evidence that is happening of these feelings, of these beliefs? Can you begin to really see the evidence of it? And when you do, can you please anchor that shit in? Like you ask for something. Can you see the evidence of it happening no matter how big or how small? I'm going to give you an example of just, I just have this belief, like money flows effortlessly to me. This was like a new belief that I decided that I was going to have. Like it's not some struggle. I don't have to freaking work so freaking hard for it and like be exhausted and burn out. Instead, it was like money flows effortlessly to me in so many ways. And I would just find like pennies, dimes. I remember I was getting my nails done and I just looked down and there's a dime and I'm like, bah! Like I get all excited and I pick up the dime. Like I totally picked it up and I took it, right? I was celebrating it. And just a side note with this of a cool story, a dime is a big thing with one of my clients. We had worked together a while back and she had shared the story about dimes. And I always remembered that. Soon after seeing the dime and thinking about her, she joined my mastermind. So it was small, right? A dime. It's a dime. It's small. But what is it leading to? So that's why I'm like, just celebrate it all. Because this is evidence for me. I say money flows effortless to me. It's like, boom, there it is. Here's a dime. Right? And I could be like, all right, bigger, please. Bigger, please. Thank you so much. More, please. Bigger, please. And then we see the evidence of more happening as well. Okay? You ask for the clarity. Are you recognizing the ideas as they come? Or do you push them aside? What about the challenges that come up? Can you trust that this is a way to help you gain that clarity? Or is it like, why does this keep happening to me? Often we'll ask for something and it doesn't just necessarily come in the way that we're like, this is exactly how I want it, right? It might come in a way that we need it to come in order for us to be the woman that we must be in order to have the thing. And that could be challenging sometimes. But that's been, oh man, that has been so powerful for me to know that. So when I'm going through some challenges, I just trust that it's helping me be the woman I need to be in order for the bigger things that I'm desiring. You know, it's very empowering, very empowering. So instead of like, why is this happening to me? Bah. It's like, no, this is evidence for me. It's helping me get to where I desire to go, to have what I desire to have. And I'm grateful for it. Appreciation. And yeah, maybe in the moment we have our humanness comes through, but then it's like, oh no, I could see this. I could see, and I'm appreciative of it. And even celebrating it. Again, you might receive these opportunities to work on what it is that you want. And it might suck. But can you turn that into appreciation of it and what it's doing for you? Seeing evidence, all that we're talking about, seeing this evidence, why is it so important? Because it's helping you build belief. It is helping you build belief. And belief, that's it. Belief. And the evidence has always been there. It's always been there. It's all around you. Just like I know that that car is all around all the time, because now I see them all the time. I just wasn't open to seeing it prior. But the evidence has always been there. Your desires are out there. Money is out there. The clients, the customers, they're all out there. You just must get aligned to receive it. Your subconscious mind just wasn't able to perceive it. So this work is about changing that perception so that you're aligning yourself to receive it. Take note of anything that is coming and shows you that what you are choosing to believe is in alignment with what you want and need to get it. It's true, it's here, right? So just really taking note of anything that is coming and showing you that what you are choosing to believe is in alignment with what you want, it's here. It's true. So are you allowing it? Are you receiving it? Also, and I brought this up in the beginning, if you don't see anything, chill. Like, breathe, right? Don't push it. Don't lose trust. Check back in. And keep going, being patient. And this is huge, making sure that you don't dismiss anything as not enough. So, like the dime, celebrating it. Even a penny, we're celebrating it. Appreciation, feeling it. So what is a new powerful belief that you are deciding to be? And are you willing to see the evidence of it? Can you get excited yet unattached about it? And next, I just want you to take a moment and imagine beginning your day with the feels of knowing that you'll see evidence that supports your desires and these powerful beliefs. Can you play around with this and have some fun? Again, get excited. And I'd love for you to share with me when you begin to see in alignment, see evidence in alignment with what it is that you want.